This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, hard to believe it's already Friday. Simply amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. I'm coming to you from Seattle, which has been hit by chemical narco-terrorism warfare by the big agro companies, by the big pharma companies, by the globalists, where you have one of the biggest drug addict populations in the world. Wherever so-called liberal social engineers are in control, New York, Chicago, Seattle, you have giant homeless populations. You have a lot of working poor people, and their operating system is hardcore leftists, anti-American, pro-Islamic ideology. Now, everywhere I go, I'd say 60-70% of people know who I am. And a lot of Japanese and a lot of Asian folks particularly are fans. I'm talking about Japanese Americans, Chinese Americans. But when it comes to white men, white professional men, but also white working class men, it's about 50-50. People saying, F you, go to hell. And this has probably happened, I don't know, 30 times since I've been here. They'll walk by and say, F you. Or they'll point and laugh like I'm in junior high and that supposedly gets to me and hurts me because they're a peer pressure group controlled by peer pressure and fake news. But I decided the next guy to come by and scream F you and stuff, and I was going to run over to him and say, no, do an interview. Well, that guy said F you and, you know, wouldn't talk to me. And I said, well, you have no intellectual debate. Then I'm walking back and a guy comes over and starts bumping his chest into me and says, I'm going to throw hot coffee in your face. He has it in a thermos. He unscrews it and then throws it in my face. And when I say that the people that tend to be on the front lines of the globalist operation are goblins, I call them translucent skin goblins because they can be black, Hispanic, or white. They have super white skin. They're always goblin-shaped, and they always gibber and giggle and revel. You know, we have all these tapes where they go, I love Satan, I love killing babies, I love killing my children. You know, we can put a compilation together, and I call it goblining. And you notice in politics now, they say the swamp or they say the goblin's nest. This has come into the nomenclature, it's come into the vernacular. And this just happened about an hour and 15 minutes ago, Zimmerman. Michael is, you know, the camera guy, so he went down there with me, and I was experiencing all of this. And then right after I got attacked, a guy's filming me, and I walk over, and I say, would you like to have some words with us? Very nicely. He goes, I don't talk to effing Nazis. So see, this is the most dumbed-down population ever. They're just like Nazis, where you literally just demonize. First, alt-right, Hillary creates the term, she's God. Then they connect white supremacists to that. Then you connect it to all whites, all conservatives, all libertarians, all free marketeers. And I've had folks celebrating that they plunged the stock market yesterday. We started the show out, and I said every newspaper I saw, and I've been out around town yesterday morning, at least 9 newspapers said the stock market's going to plunge, the economy's dead, Trump's horrible. And I said it's a concerted talking point to plunge the economy. Well, they plunged the stock market yesterday with the hoax that the head of his economic commission, Mr. Cohen, known as a whiz bang at free market systems, they'd help, you know, turn on the Chinese economy, that he had resigned. Well, guess what? It was a hoax. So this is where we live. This is the system we have with people cheerleading their own destruction. But here's the big news today. We had attacks in Barcelona killing 15 people, injuring over 200 now, and the number's going up of dead, unfortunately. We had another seaside attack. How do you pronounce the name? I don't have my computer open. Another seaside town had a bunch of folks they tried to run over. One cop shot down 4 jihadis who were also armed. And nowhere in USA Today, New York Times, I've got them all right here, will they call it an Islamic attack. They won't even call it terror until deep in the articles. Okay? So that's their systems of deception and control as the leftists attack me in a terror attack. These are bullies. That's why they're allied with radical Islam, because they're bullying thugs who want to dominate everyone and who want to control your kids.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am very honored to be with you live on this Global Friday worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have massive Islamic terror attack. ISIS took responsibility yesterday. It happened before yesterday's broadcast even began, but the media ignored it for much of the morning. We now know it's 15 dead, hundreds wounded. And then there was another attack in Cambria on the coastline at a beach town frequented by Americans as well, where they tried to run over people with another automobile. Islamists has jumped out screaming Allah Akbar, trying to shoot people, and one police officer shot all 4 of them down before they could kill anybody else. But I happen to have the New York Times in front of me, and I happen to have USA Today in front of me, and neither one, isn't that funny? And I saw other newsstands this morning. None of it said Islamic terror attack, but right next to it, it said right-wing attack from Charlottesville, Virginia. So we'll never hear about the one woman that died and how every conservative or every gun owner or every libertarian, you murdered her. You are a Klan member. You are a devil. And literally, here in Seattle, this morning I was walking to a local famous bakery to get some pastries for my family by myself and my camera. I don't bring my kids out here, obviously, with these, vicious frothing leftists. And they just immediately saw me, and I was doing a live feed about Barcelona and how the media was covering it up. And they began just going, F you, F you. So I told everybody, the next guy that walks by and says, F you, I'm going to walk over to him or run over to him and say, hey, tell us something on camera. And that guy said, F you, and left. But another guy comes over, starts bumping into me over and over again. I let him do it. Kind of a sweet little gobble, and actually wanted to snuggle him. But then he said, I got hot coffee here, and it was hot. He just loaded it up. He unscrews the top and hits me in the face with it. And then threatens to hit me with his thermos. It's this reveling in their weakness, reveling in their cowardice, reveling in their goblin likeness. It's why people call it the swamp. Well, it's populated with the goblin creatures. So that video is going viral on Infowars.com, right now. And I've had other folks tell me they want to kill me. And then they say, F you, Nazi. And I saw another guy riding by on his bike. He stopped to film and get the trophy for his cohorts online. None of them have family on average. That's why the Facebook documents came out this year and said, our people are desperate. They're liberal. We keep them alone under our control. Keep them poor. That's in the WikiLeaks. And then you're fed by your bots and by Stephen Colbert and other imaginary friends you have. That literally form a false relationship with you, and then you have little alone celebrations in your little dank apartments, you know, on heroin, almost starving to death, just with roaches crawling the walls. But it's okay, you've got Colbert. He's cool, he's good looking, he's sharp, he's smart, he says the right, he's a teleprompter character like Max Headroom. He's literally just a creation. And then you've got the other actors posing as journalists who are really fake news, lying about what I say and what I do. And so it's very, very sad. I mean, actually, when he threw the coffee on me, luckily it's cold outside, so it burned at first, but, you know, dissipated in a second. I actually felt sorry. I was like, look at you. Look what a little goblin you are. And it was, a lot of it was disgust, but also sadness that it's always the same. And it's not the obesity that makes him a goblin. They're very goblin-like. And always, like, they do this wiggle, this... this little wiggle thing they do, and then they smell. They always have bad breath, and they're into, and the women are into stinking and into the hideousness, and they're just like, society's ours, we follow it, we have your kids in the schools. They literally chant this. I mean, I played MSNBC with them going, your children belong to us, and they just are this force of evil. And you've got the kind of brain bugs, the higher caste that kind of control them and know they've enslaved them. Cynical sociopaths, cynical psychopaths, and even their minions now know they have no power, but they have the reflected glory of evil and the pulling down of civilization. It's why they serve Islam. It's why they love it so much. It's why they're so incredibly committed to it, is because the Orthodox form of Islam is another bullying, controlling, dominating, annihilating, anti-beauty, anti-Western, beyond Stone Age cult. But here it is. Vehicle rampage terrorizes another European city. Never does it say Islamic. It won't even tell you that ISIS took responsibility. You just do, because again, Islam is a religion of peace. That's what everybody's trying to get out of it as fast as possible. Investigators surround damaged van after a driver smashed into crowds. So you have to read deep in the find. It was a human that did it in the car. You'd think it was like Maximum Overdrive or Christine. This is all just, you know, it's the cars doing it on themselves. Yes, we have had some driverless cars actually kill people now, but then it goes on, and I've got a shot of the New York Times. I was not going to pay $2 for it at the newsstand. Oh, here's PolitiFact. No backing for Alex Jones' Charlottesville theory that actors were there. I didn't even say actors were at this one. Turned out they were. I was talking about years ago confirmed crisis actors brought in. And now officially Craigslist, official sites, and photos of their actors at Charlottesville all confirmed now. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But let me go to the other one. Here it is. Here's the New York Times. At least 13 killed in vehicle attack on Spanish Street. So there's that. It keeps flipping upside down. But they just will not tell you it's an Islamic attack because that's their sacrament. Their religion is the kids belong to them. The words belong to them. The encyclopedia and the lexicon and the thesaurus belongs to them, the vocabulary. They rule language. They rule culture. They rule it all. And they're going to advertise for crisis actors to, quote, antagonize and agitate and cause a riot. You can go to the website of the company for Charlottesville and send them there, and they're going to do it. And when we expose it, they're just going to say PolitiFact said Obamacare is free and 17 agencies unanimously said Russia was overthrew the election and Hillary won the election. PolitiFact, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to, because they are the gods, and they're going to tell you at the FBI, CIA, there's no such thing as Islamic terror. And they're going to take it out of the lexicon so that, and then the newspapers are going to dutifully follow it because it's a cult where you write what you're told. You do what you're told, and in the very USA Today and New York Times, right next to it, right-wing terror, right-wing hate Charlottesville. See, right-wing, it's one death. It's right-wingers. Every right-winger, every white person is absolutely, totally guilty. And the West is inherently bad. Wealth is bad. Just give it all to the elites. They'll have the jumbo jets. They'll have the carbon footprint. Al Gore, Barack Obama, you will have no car. You will have no air conditioning. And then you'll revel and gobbling around on the streets and pour coffee on people that point out that they tried to crash the stock market yesterday. I'm out there going, they tried to crash the stock market. They won't cover Islamic attack. F you, coffee, man, die, Nazi. And then just wiggle around going, oh, I'm going to look good to my two or three friends at the bar. We'll go and sit at the bar and then kind of leave and go up to our cockroach room. I'm not putting down that they live in little cockroach rooms. It's just that go to the little cockroach room, go to the little heroin, you know, den, and then just sit there and just hate. And then the friend comes on, John Oliver. Oh, John Oliver's on. Oh, he's smart when you have a teleprompter. He's so intellectual. So all this is coming up today. We also have Al Sharpton said, absolutely, take down Thomas Jefferson. Take down George Washington. Trump's totally correct, totally on target. Take down the pyramids, though, because the slaves built that. And, of course, the West got rid of slavery, but it doesn't matter because Al Sharpton is the anointed God up on the hill. He tells you what to do. So all of this is unfolding. All of this is taking place. But don't worry, Wolf Blitzer and CNN and MSNBC all said, oh, this is copycats. Right-wingers did this. Yes, because of Charlottesville. It's not right-wingers copying Islamicists at Charlottesville. It's Islamicists. They don't say Islamicists. They just say, this is probably a right-winger. This is probably an alt-righter that they actually say that that's probably who did this. So let's bring in Owen Schroyer to give us his amazing take on this. Again, terrorist attacking. The left loves radical Islam because it supports violent overthrow and bullying and authoritarianism that the little chicken necks crave. And then they actually dump hot coffee on me and say, F you, racist, because I'm not human, according to the little intellectual who always are super disenfranchised and super grubbed out and super hateful. Go ahead.
Well, it's amazing that you're here filing a legitimate report on real issues, a real report, and it's so instrumental or illustrative of exactly what Trump is dealing with. Here you are filing a real report saying, hey, look, we had radical Islamic terror here, but they're ignoring that and they're trying to say that there's right-wing terror in America. So they're spinning to, and then you get interrupted. This guy comes up to you, says, racist, F you, pours coffee on you. You get interrupted in the middle of an important report, an important breakdown. That is exactly what the Democrats and the media are doing to Trump right now. He's like, hey, look, we're in a trade war with China. Hey, look, we got open borders. Hey, look, we got North Korea threatening. Hey, look, we got all this stuff. And they're like, racist, racist monuments, F you, Russia, this. And it's just totally distracting from what he's trying to actually do.
And they're also celebrating, going, yay, the stock market fell. F Trump in America. Screw it. Ruin the pension funds. We don't want jobs. Screw it. I mean, they just love being failures.
Alex, I think that the stock market thing is centered around keeping Cohn in and getting Bannon out. And if you think about it, why are all the perfect analysis of what you're saying is, how could Bannon getting out or in, or Cohn getting out or in, affect the stock market? Why would that affect it? That just shows you how it's all rigged. I mean, that's the proof.
Sure. What they did was, the exuberance has pushed it up, even though the Federal Reserve wants to drive it down now. They've been raising interest rates to push it down. People know, though, tax cuts will actually get the market going more. So they believe it's going to go up, but even with the regulation cuts, it's made it go up. So we're open for business. So finally, we're taking the stock market back. The globalists had it in all the newspapers yesterday and all over that it was going to plunge, to artificially plunge it, so they could then try to sit there and say, look, you know, Trump's shine is wearing off in a test ahead of assassinating Trump. But they want to kill his name, his credibility, and his boom economy first before they put the bullets in him. But we're raising the alarm here, exposing the deep state's plan to kill our American president. And look at all these sad, idiot, useful, fool traitors in the streets that hate someone fighting
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
And the sun is going to burn into a cinder.
The sun's going to burn into a cinder.
Before we we ever pass this way again.
Will we ever pass this way again?
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
It's hard to turn off old Johnny
Cash.
We're
gonna ride.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil.
With the devil close behind.
Ride.
You know the great news, ladies and gentlemen? The globalists have taken me and created a false straw man and put all these horrible words into the straw man's mouth. But more and more people, everybody that was focused, that was thinking, that had clear eyes, from white homeless men to, you know, Japanese American business owners, to young women, to old women, to you name it, came over and shake my hand on live video feeds. They have great points to, you know, talk about. They're aware of what's happening. They're giving me info. We ran into an RNC staffer telling us about all this stuff, how they were stealing the delegates from Trump under orders of Priebus. Just incredible. He's got that snake in there. We already knew they did that. I was just hearing it from the guy. And then you see people that hate us. I mean, they look like they have had their soul sucked out, and they know they're unhappy. They know they're serving evil, and they hate you because they know you're good. And they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to know how they were lied to. They don't want to be freed. They want to hate you, and they want to enjoy hating you, and they want to dehumanize you and just laugh and giggle and punch you and pour coffee in your face because they're just absolutely super, super sad conformists. Conforming to hardcore evil psychological warfare. Now, in the next long segment, I'm going to play CNN and MSNBC saying that this was a Charlottesville attack in Spain. That's right. It's not Islamic. They will not say that word. They will connect it to American conservatives and libertarians. That is what they will do. I had let this run up last night on live feeds and say that, no, I'm wrong. I'm fake news. Muslims did not attack people in Barcelona. And they said, we know there was an attack, but it wasn't Muslims. And then they giggle and they laugh, and then they point at me, ridiculing like it makes me feel bad. And it makes me feel bad that they're so dehumanized and so mentally ill. I mean, it's like going back to junior high. They never, but actually, it's nerds. And it's always arrested development, people that have never worked out in the fields, never been in a fight. They're soft. And they just think everything's like make-believe. And it's very sad. I don't feel good that our opposition is such mentally ill, cowardly, chicken-neck scum, and are so violent because they tell us, we're going to assault you. In fact, I'm going to play the clips where CNN and MSNBC say, we're allowed to attack the alt-right or anybody else. Conservatives are Nazis. The president's a Nazi. We're going to attack, and we're going to kill the president, and we're going to blow the economy out. And by the way, your kids belong to us. We're going to sexualize them. And they're the ruling class of a big mob of cowards and weird perverts and people. And they rule. They rule. And they know we're finally saying, get off our back, gremlin. Get off our back. So that's all coming up. And then PolitiFact says, no proof there were any actors at Charlottesville, even though what's crazy is I'd never said that. I'd said we'd seen actors at other events had been in the news. And then it turns out there were. Unbelievable. We're going to do that. But PolitiFact is a total fraud. It will never correct itself. If you want disinfo, go to Snopes, funded by Soros, go to PolitiFact. If you want, I mean, they'll do some fact-checking on stuff that doesn't matter, like, you know, what's the price of tea in China. They'll give you something accurate on that. But when it's real info, oh, Hillary's going to win by 15 points, PolitiFact. You know, healthcare's free, PolitiFact. You can keep your doctor, PolitiFact. 17 agencies unanimously say total proof, Russian narrative, PolitiFact. Just literally, it's toilet paper has a use, PolitiFact doesn't. PolitiFact, the name in fraud, the name in arrogant, pompous, nose up in the air, these little factoids with their name, PolitiFact, in little cubicles. You know, what's the government say? What's the PR firm say? Oh, let me go, yeah. Continuing, though, we're running this special, but it's got to end early next week because a lot of these things are selling out. I had to end last month's John Oliver special because a lot of the stuff sold out. A lot of it came back in. Then I combined it with this month's 1776 special when BuzzFeed put out their big fraud piece that blew up in their face. They had to admit cleanest level, you know, in the United States, California standard level of our products. No metals, no, just cannot detect them. Just unheard of, total over the top, of course. And just, oh, our vitamin B12 is the very best, rated top in the country. But they showed ours and said ours was clean and good, but overpriced. And then they showed the very same people we private label for 35, ours at 1776. Total victory. Just absolutely. absolute lobotomized idiots we're fighting. So Brain Force, 55% off. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. That's the vitamin B12. BioTruth Selenium, it's $17.76.
We're on the march.
66% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
She might be straight. She might want the money. I really do care. All right, I'm going to stop butchering the song as we come in and getting serious, but I do have a lot of adrenaline pumping because it's so ridiculous when you actually face the forces of Goblinville. I mean, when you go out and you see the goblin creatures for yourself, and then you'll see the beta cuck males literally bowing to their wife and always pushing the stroller, which it's fine if the guy's pushing the stroller and carrying the diaper bag and being part of taking care of stuff. I'm not into gender roles like that because growing up, you know, I took care of my sister. You know, my parents both took care of me. I take care of my babies quite a bit, but I'm at work most of the time. But I do have a 13-week-old baby daughter right now. But the men literally, like, walk behind their wives, and they grovel. And then when they see me, they point and laugh. But the wife's real serious, and she stands in front like, that's the dangerous Alex Jones. And you come to a place like Seattle, and then you see normal families just out having a good time. And it's like, man, these people are in a cult, and they're all wanting to adopt every little affectation of it to symbolize that they're properly going with the social engineering, and then new social engineering is telegraphed down every few months, the new way to act, the new way to behave. And we told you, next it'll be George Washington, next it'll be Thomas Jefferson. It's, they're going, absolutely, we're taking down Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. And Vice tweets out, one of the biggest media outlets out there, and says, let's blow up Mount Rushmore. Okay, are we going to blow up Mecca because Muhammad had slaves and advocated that blacks weren't human? In the Quran, they're called raisin heads. They say they're not human, so you can sell them. We learn the slave trade from them. England ended the slave trade, but that doesn't matter, because to the social justice warriors, they want to go around and just say everybody's racist as a political power. But I want to say this. I've had more black people who had their eyes pointed straight, looked like they were in good shape, dressed nice, coming off work, doing things in business suits, you name it, but also just in their jogging outfits, mob us, a lot of them on video. Well-spoken, focused, they know what they're doing, they know what they're talking about. Some liberal cities you go to, you got white zombies, Hispanic zombies, black zombies, but you'll see a lot of, black goblins, white goblins, Hispanic goblins, mixed goblins, kind of zombified, stumbling around. I've not seen many black zombies while I've been here in Seattle. It's mainly really whacked out, freaked out looking. Zimmerman's over there nodding, just totally whacked out white people. They look really unhappy. They look freaked out. And it's not just me. I'll sit there and watch them through windows and stuff at restaurants, and they're just really pissed and really pissed. And this is a really violent town once a riot starts and stuff. I mean, it's a lot of pissed off heroin heads, a lot of burnouts, a lot of, old gay guys that life didn't deliver like it was supposed to for them. And they're really, 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 bitter. Bannon out at the White House. We have a Drudge siren. Roger Stone told me Monday that he was definitely going to be out. He said by Friday. Of course, we said that on Monday, that the word was he'd be out by Friday, just showing how accurate we are. That's why they call us fake news. We have the vaunted siren at drugsreport.com. So let's screenshot that, folks, and tweet that out, that Bannon out at the White House. Let's screenshot that image, tweet it out, Real Alex Jones, Bannon out at White House. We are live, Infowars.com/show. A lot of folks go, tweet it yourself. I can't when I'm on air. It's like chewing gum and, kicking ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to chew gum and do the broadcast. It's hard to tweet and do the broadcast. But there you go. Let's actually click on that article if you guys can. And then if you click on it, you can see the latest developments with Bannon out at the White House. Because for some reason, my computer is not loading very quickly. I just got a Posobiec email or a text message. We should get Posobiec on. He was here in Seattle. I didn't even know he was here. I didn't even know he was in Naval Intelligence until they tried to pull his security clearance. I guess they did. They're like kicking him out or something, because it said the president tweets him, and then it's like, good God, get him out of the Navy. The commander-in-chief tweeted him. Oh, God, he can't be in our Navy because the commander-in-chief likes him. So, I mean, literally, that was the headlines 2 days ago, was Jack Posobiec's in Naval Intelligence. I was at Mount Rainier when I learned Posobiec was here. He's like, hey, I'm here to protest the Lenin statue. And I looked up the Lenin statue. It's private. The guy thought it was historical. He saved it from the Soviet Union. I think you ought to have a museum of Hitler statues, Stalin statues, Martin Luther King statues, Benjamin Franklin statues. It doesn't matter whether they're good or bad. It's statues. Now, if a city or county wants to vote as citizens to remove something from a park, I think that should be their right. But it's just, so I'm not even saying, and I don't disagree with Posobiec overall, but I get his point. He's saying, okay, take this one down too. No, I say leave the Lenin statue up. I mean, it's history. I'd like to be able to see an original statue from the Soviet Union. But he said he was there, and they've got video, I guess, people saying, we're going to kill you, chanting death, death, death. I mean, this is so fascist by the Antifa. They're so violent. And that's all the president's saying. I just got hit with hot coffee. I just got attacked. And it was. He goes, hey, this is hot. I just loaded it up. He unscrews the thermos. Boom. Thank God it was like 60 degrees out there, 55. It was cold. Because it hits, hurt some, but big deal. It's not my first rodeo. And then he just sit down and hit you with a thermos. I just said, go ahead, man. Just do it, dude. You got power, man. You're gonna make my kids talk the way you want. You're gonna run my life. You're gonna take my guns. You're gonna raise my taxes. You love to be miserable. You want to plunge the stock market. You want to cover up for the jihadis that are pouring in. I mean, that's your agenda, and I'm sick of it, and I'm not backing down. But Stephen Bannon out. I got a bunch of clips I want to play as well. Senior advisor, moving on after an impressive run. The Drudge Report has learned populist hero may return to Breitbart. So, and he better come on my show now, because he always gives leftist interviews, I guess, to look nonpartisan or whatever. The three or four interviews he gave the last 8 months since Trump was president-elect, 9 months, were with, you know, Hollywood Reporter and some liberal thing the other day, you know, explaining that, you know, he thinks that the white supremacists are clowns. And that's a good way to describe it, clowns. Out there clowning around in their little outfits. I mean, it's crazy. Like, Trump gets every, let me tell you, Trump gets things from Trump. That statement he had the other day, he hadn't written that. That's what Trump does. I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but, you know, Trump does what he does. Oh, knife rampage in Finland, six stabbed, screaming Allah Akbar. Another stabbing attack in Germany, 18-year-old jihadi behind Barcelona massacre. So that's all up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Newt is sounding the alarm, saying president at risk. Well, yeah, the Republican establishment is moving against him. They're trying to plunge the stock market. They don't want to get rid of Obamacare. They don't want to get rid of all the stuff they helped bipartisanly bring in. And that's what's so dumb about the left. The Republican establishment is teamed up with the Democrats against Trump. The mainstream media, Hollywood, the big banks, the insurance companies, screwing everyone, but you don't care because you think it's a simulated victory if the economy implodes and you keep Obamacare. Because, again, they live in a virtual reality. They walk up yesterday and say, even had it on tape, they go, you say nothing was real at Charlotte. It was actors. And I went, I never said that. I said they've been caught hiring actors, crisis actors, before to go stir up stuff. Little did I know they'd actually hired them for Charlottesville, official Craigslist, official websites, official companies that have been around for over a decade. Little did I know that even their fake news about me became true. They're so bad. No wonder they were so upset about the actor statement, because it was on target. They wanted to hit it first to then say it was made up and get that fake news out first. I don't know everything up front, but I figure it out real, real quick. And look, we keep showing Zero Hedge. Let's actually show the website. Now, there it is. Your home for protest rallies, audiences and PR stunts and celebrities. And I can't see the URL because of my time clock. You guys, I'm going to give folks the URL for radio listeners. It's not fair to radio listeners. I need to give them the URL. Let's go to the About Us and the name of the company. Celebrity events, WHO, welfare, contact us. Hell, we ought to call them live on air. Yeah, it's crowdsondemand.com. And there it is. Meet the team. Adam Seward, CEO, founded Crowds on Demand in October 2012 to revolutionize the people business. It's literal AstroTurf. They say, we are AstroTurf. Yeah, they filled Hillary rallies. They even did the fake Hillary rallies that were all actors. That was their people. So there's a bunch of other companies. But the point is, they say, we're going to Charlottesville, and we're hiring people to agitate. And then their people are there, and then I'm wrong. And then I just said we should investigate actors. There's been actors before. Sometimes it's crazy. I've been at Nazi rallies covering it, and you'll actually see guys that you later learn are FBI informants and Jewish leaders, and Jewish community people dressed up as Nazis and, like, stuff I think they probably got from the back lot at Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, it's literal, like, Hollywood outfits. Brown shirt outfits that haven't been around since like 1933. And you see this, and it's just like, it's like, you know, a commercial for Pepsi. You know, it's not a documentary. And you go to these events, and it's like, dude, the Grand Dragon looks, you know, like he's Howard Stern. I mean, people say, well, how does Howard Stern look? You know how Howard Stern looks. Grand Dragon looks like Howard Stern. I mean, and it comes out, the guy's a Fed, and it's all fake. And we've got the videos online. You can go research it for yourself. And you know, it's all come out. And I'm defending Israel. And I'm not against Jews in general. I'm against the leftist, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, old, young, Christian, Muslim, that are staging attacks and putting poop swastikas on the walls and burning crosses in front yards and burning black churches. And in 99%+ of the cases, literally, I can't think of cases where it's real, except for Charlottesville, because they got some real white supremacists to actually come out to the event. Banning out, this is big news. I got a bunch of clips I've got to play here. Owen Schroyer, you're going to be riding shotgun today with Roger Stone when he's about to come in and host the third and fourth hours with you, but you've got a whole other hour yourself coming up. I've got a ton of clips I've sworn to cover. But I mean, what do you just make of this? This is getting crazy.
There's so much breaking right now. Bannon out, and now they're saying the stock markets are going to return. So magically, that's how that works. But you got to march.
That in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
That in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is
what they do, though. And Alex, you've been saying it. Trump is on a suicide mission. If he's willing to let Bannon go, that just shows again he's going in completely alone into the swamp. And if they do, if Bannon is truly out, that only makes him more powerful. And I think that what you're going to see now is a turning of the guard.
Oh, I'm going to be calling Bannon today.
Yeah, so Steve Bannon becomes more powerful if he's ousted from the White House. And then that empowers, in
even
my
more
vision.
More powerful.
And I think that.
I knew a person younger and more powerful.
And then you will be noticing Hope Hicks and Stephen Miller start to have more influence on Trump. That's right. You thought you could take Bannon out and take out the nationalists from the White House, but he had Hope Hicks and Stephen Miller in there the whole time. Yes! But guess what, Alex? They're telling us not to go to free speech marches. This is from CBS Boston. Stay away from the free speech march.
I said that on Saturday. This will be about banning gatherings because the Antifa will come out and attack you. That's why CNN and MSNBC have come out and both said that violence against conservatives is good. It's honorable. That's why now they're scurrying out, attacking people. And then if anyone fights back, it's going to be called cold-blooded murder against the worms. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, and then look at what the ACLU is doing. The ACLU has been, oh, it's so liberal. Look at what they're doing for the illegals. Look at what they're doing for the open borders. Look at what they're doing for the sanctuary cities. We love the ACLU. They're so tolerant. They're so liberal. Oh, but it was the ACLU that was behind getting the white supremacist march to happen. So look at how the ACLU is playing off both sides and then trying to act like they have some sort of virtue over the rest of America. That's an embarrassment.
We love our ACLU.
We love the ACLU. They hate this country. They want to take it down.
Pour your hot coffee on my face. Oh, thank you. You're so liberal.
Alex, I got to ask you a serious question. Let's get serious for a second. When that guy reared back with his coffee thermos, how, I mean, you must have been really scared.
You know, I am actually scared that I don't have enough fear, and I really shouldn't be going out there and doing this, but I just want to illustrate how. But you just can't believe they're going to attack you. And the first guy said F you and kind of ran off, and I just wanted to interview him. I probably shouldn't have chased after that guy. But the other guy came up to us, started running his chest into me, and it was like just a big old, you know, little bucket of joy there. I was trying to, I almost squeezed him.
he really thought that pulling his thermos back was like some sort of threat. Like you could have ran right through him.
I don't know. He looked pretty tough to me.
Well, look, Alex.
Yeah, you know, I fought tougher men, but I can't remember when. He kicked
boy
like name a mule and bit like a crocodile.
Boy, we got some Johnny Cash on our minds today. I was listening.
There, sitting at a table dealing stud was the evil one-eyed man that named me Sue.
You know Johnny Cash?
I said, my name is Sue.
How do you do?
Now you're going to die!
Johnny Cash also sang a remake of Won't Back Down. I couldn't stop listening to that this morning. But, Alex, here's the thing.
I won't back down.
They want to erase our history.
My ground.
And even though they want to intimidate it, go ahead.
I'm doing my job. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't. We need to have Johnny Cash Won't Back Down. I know that's actually in the computer. I know it's in there. I haven't heard it in years.
Alex, it's not safe for us to go to these rallies anymore.
Well, I'm going to be honest. You think I'm pretty charged up. There's nothing more than I love about 15 of those guys just line up fair and square like Popeye. You know, when he's
well, Alex, there's a Trump rally coming
boom,
up.
Boom, 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 boom. Only problem is my hands will be broken pretty quick.
There's a Trump rally. Hey, here's Johnny Cash, Alex.
You can stand me up
yes.
at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Very scary guy, though.
Stand my ground, won't be turned around.
Now he threatens you with a coffee thermos.
World from dragging down.
I'll hit you.
Unbelievable.
No, I won't back. I mean, but that's not, I mean, I don't want to back down. I want him to wake up out of his trance.
Alex, here's an amazing thing that will happen. And this is, I've seen this happen in real time. You send me to Trump rallies. You've sent Millie to Trump rallies. We've recorded this. We've documented this. These protesters come after us. They're seething. They hate us. They scream at us. They throw things at us. They threaten us. But then what happens is the actual reasonable people that are in the crowd, the actual people that still have a soul, still have a hope for humanity, see that. And they don't want to be associated with that. They are turned off by that. They're confused by that. They say, wait a second, I'm not aligned with that. I'm not aligned with this crazy person. I'm not aligned with this nut. And it kind of opens their eyes for a second to realize what team they're on.
And that's why we've got to keep engaging. It's why they don't want us to have free speech. It's why they told Trump to not have rallies. Skip this one break because I've got to go to all these clips since I mentioned it. Then I'm going to get out of here and I'll be back. On Monday, ladies and gentlemen, Owen and everybody are doing a great job. On Tuesday, or is it Monday, we launched the new show with David Knight, Real News with David Knight. And about a week later, we launched the War Room with a whole great crew of Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, and yours truly. Before I go any further, let's just go ahead and get to this right now. Here is the sickening evil of Wolf Blitzer on CNN and MSNBC, the same talking point, as they wouldn't say it was Islamic terror, wouldn't even call it terror in any major publication that I've seen. New York
Big Berkey
Times,
water
USA
filter
Today,
is the one you need, period. You need a water
said,
filter that removes chlorine,
that
fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
shows that the company doing Hillary's ad, shows them advertising, shows them saying we want agitators, just to say, yes, the Democrats hired actors to go out and agitate. But all I said is we should look into it because they've always do it. And they did. We were right. We were right. We were right. But PolitiFact scared. See, they're PolitiFacts on the mountain. PolitiFact said. Now, let's move on here to MSNBC and CNN, respectively, promoting and legitimizing violence. Because after all, anyone they say is a Nazi now. And so you get hot coffee poured in your face and you get shot. Or, like, you know, Republican legislators and Republican congressmen and Republican city councilmen the last couple months in their yards. Neighbor walks over, double caps you. It's like, hey, you deserve to die. CNN's Will Blitzer said, has people on saying, oh, Congressman Scalise got shot because folks are pissed. No, cops get shot. Well, you know, cops are bad. Black Lives Matter. So that's what these people are like. They're scum, and they're not bullying us. They're cowards. So they think all their bullying has an effect on us. Our problem is we don't have any fear of you people. We have to have better governors and just restrain ourselves physically, but an info war annihilates you and financially withdraw all support from the globalists, the corporatists, and the power structure, and only spend your money with patriots, and we will annihilate the enemy, and they won't have their way with our children, which is the real apple of their pervert goblin minds. Let's go ahead and go to MSNBC and CNN, legitimizing the violence of the fascist Antifa.
Ladies and gentlemen, the arrogance of the...
So big deal. We had the clip yesterday. I didn't get to it. I checked before the show. I was told we had the clips, but that's okay. Do we have those? Just let me know. No big deal. I'm on the road. Do we have the clips of that or not?
Wolf, is just no. In light of the uproar of the last several days, 5 days apart, you have white supremacists in Charlottesville.
Right, let's cut it off there. Let's pull out of this while we still can. We'll go to break in a few minutes. There was two clips in my video list yesterday of MSNBC and CNN legitimize Antifa violence. They condone the violence. Those are the clips. We're not talking about Barcelona and the jihadi attacks. It's fine. I don't need it. Let's just move on. Let's just move on now. Let's just, two times is too much. No big deal. Okay, let's go to Al Sharpton. I'm going to go to Al Sharpton now, ladies and gentlemen. As Donald Trump told you, Al Sharpton came out and said that, yeah, let's go ahead and ban Thomas Jefferson. Now, remember, Trump said they're going to want to ban that next because they're already calling for it. This is the guy that put in the first declaration to free the slaves. Yes, he had slaves because that was in his family, but he basically freed them before the law even said he could. And, you know, people say, well, yeah, he shouldn't have sex and basically married one of them. Whatever. This is insane. So in his time, he tried to get rid of it. So he's the bad guy. Get rid of his statue, too. This is the mass mental illness. Here is Al Sharpton.
He mentioned Thomas Jefferson. He wrote a biography of Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson had slaves.
Yeah, I read it. Had slaves and children with the slaves.
Exactly.
And it does
so
matter.
So should they take down the Jefferson
Memorial? I think that people need to understand when people that were enslaved and robbed of even the right to marry and had forced sex with their slave masters, this is personal to us. My great-grandfather was a slave in South Carolina, owned by the family that ended up, Strom Thurmond was one of them, of newspaper discovered it. So this is personal. This is not some kind of removed discussion from us. Our families were victims of this. Certainly they ought to be removed.
Therefore, everybody associated with slavery in terms of being public.
That's enough. Certainly it ought to be removed. So that means the American flag. It means the Washington Monument. They're banning the word lynch off of dormitories and buildings, an Irish name because it scares people. They're taking masculine images of men down at the football field houses because it scares people. The globalists just want to turn the public into a bunch of ninnies that are scared of anything and everything. Don't forget, big specials are going to have to end on Monday or Tuesday because we're selling out a lot of products. Up to 66% off on high-quality nutraceuticals. Support the broadcast and take advantage of it. An additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. InfoWarsStore.com. This is the InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. You deserve a deep, restful